three of them. There's two plots of land. There's that one and this one over here behind my house here. Two pieces of ground. And there's kids. They were our playfields for the local kids. Kept spotless because you had a lot of the elderly ladies. If they saw you drop a sweet paper, they'd be after you. You can't believe it. They wasn't maintained by the council. They were maintained by the local people and they were clean. We played football, cricket out there. No bother, but you daren't hit the ball too hard. You daren't let the ball go in anybody's garden or anything like that. Anyway, the bit over that side, the boys' club side, a chunk of it was taken off because when they widened the lane here up to the bridge, they doubled the width. It upset us a bit, but you couldn't argue a lot on that. Because that used to be where we used to get our firewood, our bonfire, a lot of it. Our camps used to be in there, and I've told you about our dug elks, which were all along that field. And that was a big play area. We made bike tracks on it, we did everything, you know. And all of a sudden, in the local paper, Mum and Dad must have pointed out, well, they're going to build a new boys' club adjacent to Cottonmill Lane. So we all thought, well, where can that be? Is this down here, you know, in front of the ruins? Somewhere around Lotman's is down there, somewhere down there. Anyway, it turned out it was on that piece of ground. Well, the local people just didn't want it. They just didn't want a boys' club built there. And what right had the council got to take that piece of land? Because that was with the development of the houses. So there was a lot of bad will to start with. Anyway, all of a sudden they came, so I started digging the footings out and started putting the footings in. Then I don't know how many times it happened, but a lot of the walls got pushed down, kicked down, and it didn't go very well. And they more or less had to put, don't say an armed guard on it, but they had to get it up quick sort of thing. Anyway, it was built, and it was opened by one of the comedians. I can still see him, Nemo.
They're
in Nemo. Nemo. I remember going to the opening. So it was opened and it seemed to have a bit of an up and down time. I got talking to somebody later on because I was in the building and they were struggling and they wanted their people to help maintain it and that sort of thing. And I thought it was a good idea after it was there, make the most of it for the community and local boys, anybody, you know, keep them out of mischief and so on. And they tried it lots of different ways. I spent a lot of time there, but what was heartbreaking, you spend hours working around the repair or something, and then go, next day it'd been smashed. But, so it hasn't changed. And I can still see bits of my work down there now. Like when the fire engine went along the side of the youth club and went straight in the drains, because the covers weren't strong enough to take the fire engine. I got some really heavy duty ones along there. I mean, now you go down there, it's disgusting. It's all falling to bits. But after the spell, I mean, a chap called Doug Dorlin and myself, we were on a committee and we tried to keep it running with the local authorities and different things. And the funding and everything was cut back and it would go so long and then it was folded up. I had a club we used to run down there, the Badminton Club, Burbridge Badminton Club, one we set up. We used to try and do all different things. It was actually used a couple of times, or at least once, for when we had one of the, I can't remember, weddings or something, when it rained and we went in there, it was at least dry somewhere to go in the hall. And it was used, but it seems to have got run down more and more over the years. The actual design left a lot to be looked at, I think, right from the start. You know, there was windows around the top and so on, which all got smashed. They all got partly filled in and, you know, and then a roof, flat roof. It was long-term, a lot of maintenance. I think it might even still be used now by, I think, weightlifters or something like that. Yeah, I don't know what stage. Oh, I went in there to vote and it looks pretty well derelict in there. Amazing health and safety let you go in it now. Mm.
Well, roof leaks, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's all got canvas sheets on it. Mm. So really, it didn't come in with a lot of goodwill, really and truly. The way it should have come in.
So the only people that used it, mainly badminton and weightlifters.
Weightlifters.
Anybody else? Well, did they have a proper boys' club
there? Oh, yeah, there's boys' clubs there for on and off for quite a few years. I mean, it was a boys' club originally. I think they might have had a spell when they had a mixed club there, but I can't really be sure on that. It was, you know, when we used to use it, we used to clean it, use it, always leave it tidy and that sort of thing. And we had a club around there for a few years, which was a happy little club, you know, really good. And then, as I say, you help out what you can. In the end, you get so frustrated, you've got your family and everybody else to look after, your relatives and people. And you wonder, I don't mind helping, but when you see something that's wrecked from the next day you've done it, it can get a bit heartbreaking. Mm. You know, rehang a door and then the next day it's been kicked off again, and you know, things like that. But that was basically the boys' club.